On November 1st, the Diamante Trio with Lily Abreu will perform at the Monroeville Library. The concert is free, and it's a great opportunity to get a copy of our CD, No More Blues. It's at 7 p.m., the admission is free, and the seating is limited. Come hear lots of fun Latin American music. Someone discovered a group of kids in Rochester that made a band, playing on couch cushions, metal objects, sticks, and a few drums fashioned out of buckets and whatnot. These kids were 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. I don't know who found them, but I'm hoping one of my compadres from Eastman can tell me. It was probably a faculty member who discovered them in the inner city of Rochester, and they brought them into Coburn Hall to give an informal concert. They all sat on the stage floor, no chairs, and they played their, quote, instruments they made out of household objects. Everyone was excited, over the moon. We loved them. They were expressing music that was identifiable and it had roots in their lives. I remember the feeling that day. It wasn't like anything I experienced before. We, the audience, were excited to see kids being creative. It gave me great pleasure and beyond that, hope. These kids were African American, clearly from inner city, they had created their own music, and their music sounded like rap. Welcome back to Accelerando. My name is Paula Tuttle, and today we're talking about, well, Hamilton, rap music, creativity, recitative, and a lot of other things. In 1971, Isaac Hayes made an album called Black Moses. And it became his signature to do this speaking along a simple line of music. And he named three of the songs Rap 1, 2, and 3. Maybe this is the first time rap was called rap. Fast forward 40 years. Lin-Manuel Miranda brought us Hamilton, and he took a movement or a musical idiom and pronounced it to be the American sound. Rap was music that defined his opera, and it was a bold move. It moved the idiom forward, made it music for everyone, not just the African-American community or those in Gen Z. Hamilton does, on a grand scale, what music does at its very best. It connects the community, shapes identity, addresses current issues, and gives meaning to people's lives. A lot has already been said about the virtues of this work that has grossed more money and been seen by more people than almost any Broadway show. I was going to make another point about this musical, or opera, if it can be called that. One of the many clever characteristics of Hamilton was the use of rap to tell the story, much in the way recitative does an opera for 300 years before the invention of rap music. So rap was the vehicle that they used to tell a lot of the story in Hamilton, because it can go so fast and they can cram a lot of words and a lot of sentences in and get it done. In opera, that's called recitative. It's the same mechanism for telling a bulk of the backstory. So I thought I would give you a clip of Leonard Bernstein talking about recitative.
In an opera, I would sing my lines. And so I would have to resort to recitative, let's say in the style of Mozart, like this. Susanna, I have something terrible to tell you. I've just been talking to the butcher, and he tells me that the price of chicken has gone up 3 cents a pound. Please don't be too depressed, dear. Now, that's not terribly expressive. It's rather close to plain speech, except for an intermittent piano chord. And it's not particularly descriptive of my feelings about chicken. But of course, I could get more dramatic in the style of Verdi, something like this.
Gilda, il prezzo di pollo è montato. Tre soldi per grabo.
Now, if Wagner had been concerned with the high price of chicken, he might have put it this way. But no matter how expressive I get, the function of my recitative is only to set up the situation for my wife's song. In other words, to further the plot through music.
So here's an example from a Mozart opera, and this is called Recitative Secco. And secco means dry. And it sounds pretty dry because it's only a harpsichord and maybe a cello. In Verdi, the recits have thankfully evolved to recitativo, accompagnato, meaning using the full orchestra. In the Romantic era, the composers began blending the recits into the opera, making the flow from the recit to the aria more seamless. But it's the same formula as the operas of the Baroque era. There's a story, there's a protagonist, there's a conflict, and the arias are the songs about how the characters feel, and the recits are about the action. So Hamilton is a rap opera, and I think that a lot of the rap that was used in it was actually used as a recitative. In some of it's recitativo secco, and some of it's recitativo accompagnato.
The revolution's imminent. What do you stall for?
If you stand for nothing, Burr, what'll you fall for?
So I can also make a case that Hamilton has helped rap evolve, because 2 years later, The Greatest Showman came out on Broadway, and it also uses the same kind of idiom.
You want to cut me in, blade to tell me, but it just won't happen. So thanks, but no, I think I'm good.
So if you start digging around, you find that recitative has its roots in Greek music. And if you keep digging around with rap, you'll find that it has its roots in Africa. So how are these two things connected? Well, maybe they're not, but they're both pretty much the same thing. Because if you look at their definitions in Wikipedia, recitative in Wikipedia is defined as music which a singer is allowed to adopt the rhythms and delivery of ordinary speech. And in Wikipedia it says about rap, it was used to refer to talking in a stylistic manner. Bernstein also wrote one of the greatest Broadway shows ever, at least in my opinion, West Side Story. And it did a lot of the same things that Hamilton did. It juxtaposed an existing play with characters from another time and place. It put modern city characters in a story from another century. Two New York City gangs from the West Side were reenacting Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, and the music also embraces the American sound.
When you're a jet, you stay up. Now, I don't call me like I know me, and I guarantee you can count
him in. In opera, the recitative is a necessary part, and it's kept to a minimum. If it was half the opera, well, the opera wouldn't do very well. People want the arias. The arias are where the melody lives. The composer's art also lives there. It's where the money is, too. And there's an art to the recits, so enough on the subject. Let's wrap it up. Should rap singers be called raptors? Would Rapunzel be enraptured by Hamilton? Is this a rap? Thanks for listening to my rant on rap. Find your music, embrace, and celebrate. There's enough to go around.